Welcome to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam of the Loyalty House International, a denomination originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches, UDOLGC. Called of God, he ministers under the anointing of his father, Bishop Doug Heward Mills. Bishop Sam is the resident bishop of the Loyalty House International, Abbe Dowenya, off the Dowenya Afenya Link Road. He oversees many churches, both in Ghana and abroad. May the power of God be activated in your life today as you listen to Active Word.
John saw a city that could not be hid. John saw a city.
Oh, yes, he did. John caught a glimpse of the golden throne.
Tell me all about it.
Go right on. Around the throne, he saw the crystal sea.
There's got to be more.
What could it be? I want to go to that city he saw, New Jerusalem. Jerusalem, I want to walk your streets that are golden. And I want to run where the angels have trod. Jerusalem, I want to rest on the banks of your river. In that city, city of God.
John saw the lion lay down by the lamb.
I want to know everything about that lamb.
John saw the day, but did not see night.
The Lamb of God, well, he must be the light.
He saw the saints worship the great I Am,
crying, worthy, worthy is the Lamb.
I want to go to the city he saw,
New Jerusalem. Jerusalem, I want to walk your streets that are golden. And I want to run where the angels have trod. Jerusalem, to rest on the banks of your river. In that city, city of God. ones who run where the angels have trod. Jerusalem, I want to rest on the banks of your river. In that city, city of God.
Put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. How many of you want to walk in that street? Hallelujah. Amen. Father, we thank you for today's special day, wonderful day, powerful day. We are so grateful and we thank you for your mercies and for your grace. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Let us take our seats. We have a short time to live into our second service. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, once again, it's good to see you in church. And today I know that things are happening with the Sheikh's wives and our Lingote brothers and all. Even his language is the way he was talking changed. So, wow, today it's not going to be easy. So, we want to thank God for today. After the service, we're going to have pictures, take pictures. Those from wherever you came from, we take the pictures, nice pictures, we make an album of it. I mean, if we're happy to see the videos. You see, those of who are not involved last year, you see that you are involved, you are not involved this year too. You see, you're not involved last year, you're not involved this year too. But it's also amazing to see something when God plays the past to us. You see, how many of you, this is just last year or last 2 years. Just last year, between last year and this year, so many changes. So many changes. And it's so wonderful. It's so wonderful. And some of them, we saw them last year, but we are not seeing them this year. I mean, all those things were going through my mind. And also, how would you feel? I'm sure some of you were very shocked when you, I say shocked. Some of you were very shocked. We're very shocked when you saw yourself on the screen, isn't it? That's like when you get to heaven, God will play a video to you. Can you imagine when you go to heaven, God will play a video? Say, wow, is that me? But thank God because of the blood, all the videos will be good videos. God doesn't have archives, any archive that he keeps our past. He only has our present. Because all the things that are past have been washed, which are not good, have been washed by the blood. Amen. So I'm so happy to be here today, and I'm so happy to watch this thing. Brought so much joy to our heart. Briefly, let's turn our Bibles to Zechariah chapter 4. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 1 following. And because today is International Sunday, I say verse 1. Or verse 1. Verse 1 following. It says, and the angel that talked with me came again and waked me as a man that is wakened out of his sleep. May an angel wake you out of your sleep and tell you things. Oh, some of you are not expecting angels to wake you and tell you things. In Jesus' name. And I said, and said unto me, what seest thou? What seest thou? And I said, I have looked, and behold, a candlestick all of gold, with a bowl upon the top of it, and his seven lamps thereon, and seven pipes to the seven lamps which are upon the top thereof. The next verse. And two olive trees by it, one upon the right side of the bowl, and the other upon the left side thereof. So I answered and spake to the angel. May you talk to angels. Can you feel that you're going to talk to angels one of these days? So I answered and spoke to the angel that talked with me, saying, "What are these, my Lord? What are these, my Lord?" You know, some of you have dreams. You don't know the head and tail of the dream. You don't know the head and tail of the dream. Then the angel that talked with me answered and said unto me, "Knowest thou not what these be?" And I said, "No, my Lord." So it seems that the angel knew. Because the angel is a spirit, was in the spirit. But we are men, we are humans. Many times we don't when we see spiritual things, we cannot explain. So I have a dream and you see Ghana flag. I know somebody, she had a dream. She wanted to enter into a relationship. The whole family was against it. But she only thought that the relationship should come on. So she had a dream and she saw the coat of arms. The Ghana coat of arms. You know the coat of arms, they've written freedom and justice. So I remember she called me and said, "Wow, now I have the sign and the go ahead from God that I have to marry the brother." I said, "What are you saying?" He said, "Yeah, God has." Everybody knew that she shouldn't marry the man. But she was bent on marrying the man. So he said, "Yes, I saw." I said, "What did you see?" "God has given me freedom. God has given me justice." I said, "Why?" I said, I saw the coat of arms. It means freedom and justice to marry. And I said, "Why no freedom and justice to run away from the marriage? Why didn't you take it from that angle? Because that is how you want to see it." No, spiritual language is a little bit some way. You know, so I have a dream. And all dreams have meanings. Like tongues. Shabalabalabalaba. It's a spiritual language. It has a meaning. But it looks like something. So when you had a dream and you saw one kenke following you. You see, a kenke and the kenke chained to cocoa or something. That, and when you woke, I said, "What dream is this?" Hey! It's a spiritual language. Amen. The only thing, because it's a spiritual language, nobody has the license to interpret spiritual things. So some of you too, every dream you have, you want somebody to interpret to you. That's why you are being deceived. There are some things you need to talk to God. Bible said that he has given us the spirit so that we don't know how to pray as we ought to. Romans 8:26. We don't know how to pray as we ought to. But the spirit himself make it. So when you had a dream, make intercession for us. So when you had a dream and you didn't understand it, it means that you don't know how you have to pray. He said, likewise, the spirit also helped our infirmities. Our infirmities means our humanities. Humanities, our limitations. When I had a dream and I saw this thing chasing me, I couldn't understand it. So the spirit helped my humanities, my infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the spirit in himself, not itself, the spirit himself maketh intercession for us. Do you get it? So when you speak into, you speak in the spirit. That's why when you have a dream, don't go around asking people to interpret for you. Go to God and say, "Father, I had this dream. I don't understand the dream, but I'm availing myself for the Holy Spirit to intercede according to your word." Then you speak your spiritual language. The spirit is interceding according. Then as you pray, if the Lord wants you to understand, he will reveal to you. Somebody had a dream and said, "I had a dream and I was drinking palm nut soup." Then the pastor, "Hey!" And then, no, say, "No, cotton worm." You know that most palm nut soups will have cotton in it. Depend on where you are calling from. If you are calling from Accra, something, definitely will cotton in it. If you are calling from Mankasim or the meat or something, apofin. People don't know what apofin is. You see, I said, "No cotton worm." I said, "Hey!" And now what's next year? Fakana brasesia. Udu Janshua phrase 0200. Nebisa bra. Koto wom. Hey. Meanwhile, all that you needed. You see, some of you have had dreams, but you have played down on it. You have had dreams. You didn't do anything with it. When you woke up, I said, "What has this got to do?" You know, in the Bible, we have animals that represent things. So many things. Animals, trees, they all know what they represent. So when you saw it, you didn't have to throw it away. And you didn't have to go around looking for revelations as to what the dreams mean. No.
You only have the Holy Spirit. You know, Christians, you have things. God has blessed us. Bible says we have the unction that will teach us all things. Jesus said, if I don't go away, you'll be alone. It is expedient that I go. When I go, the Holy Spirit will come. He will teach you all things. All things. We have a teacher. We have the Holy Spirit, but we don't use him. He's our friend. That's why we say the grace, say the communion, fellowship. You see, the grace is just an expansion of the Greek word koinonia. Koinonia. That's the expansion of it. So, and that means participation, contribution, fellowship. And then we have added sweet influences of the Holy Spirit. But participation. So sometimes when I'm praying, I say, Holy Spirit, I want you to participate in what I'm doing. I want you to participate. Holy Spirit, I want you to contribute to what I'm doing. Contribute by giving me directions. Contribute by this. I want you to do this. That is why the grace is not something we just say. It's just reminding us of the help we have. The help we have. Hallelujah. So we're talking about this man's dream. My preaching is supposed to be short. Where am I? Verse what? Verse 6. Okay. So let's go back to verse 5 of Zechariah 4. Verse 5. And then the angel that talked with me answered and said unto somebody, you have dreams. God is telling me, don't joke with your dreams. Just pray about them. Don't even come to me and ask me what the interpretation is. Many times, those of you are sending me dreams. What do I say? I say, take 2 hours and pray in tongues. Take 2 hours and pray in tongues. You too, I should pray for you. Pray in tongues. You had a dream. But often you see that God reveals to you. Is that not so? So that you come to say, oh, this is the dream I had. So don't joke with it. And then, knowest thou not what you see? Verse 6. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit saith the Lord. Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit. Hallelujah. So whatever mountain Zerubbabel was seeing, he was saying that it was going to go away, but not by might. Isaiah 10:27. It says, Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27. We are still in Zerubbabel, isn't it? Okay. Isaiah 10:27. And it shall come to pass in that day. And that day has come. Amen. It shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed. Hallelujah. The yoke shall be what? 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 As you shout loud, there some yokes are being destroyed in the name of Jesus. The yoke shall be what? In the name of Jesus. Some yokes have been broken. Burdens have been removed. Hallelujah. The yoke shall be destroyed. Why? Because of the anointing. Because of the anointing. Amen. If any yoke will be broken, and some of us, do we have a lot of burden on our shoulders? In the realm of the spirit, we are bent because of what we are carrying. We are bent. In the realm of the spirit, the things that are upon us, burdens, yoke, and those represent things that disturb you. Those represent things that make you cry. Those things are things you don't want to see. How many of you have things in your life you wish they were not there? You wish you woke up one day and they had vanished. Yes. And no matter how little it is, as long as it doesn't make you sleep, as long as it makes you anxious, as long as it makes you disturbed, it is a problem. It's a problem. Hallelujah. Anything that makes you disturbed is a yoke, a burden. Hallelujah. But there's a way it can be destroyed. And I tell you, never accept that your situation is forever. Don't accept that I'm going to move with this yoke forever. Tell yourself that this thing that I see today, it shall be destroyed in Jesus' name. The Egyptians never thought that Israel would be free. But one day, before their very eyes, they saw that the people were free and they were destroyed in the name of Jesus. Anything, accommodation, employment, marriage, childbirth, sickness, whatever, that makes you worry, it's a yoke. And it's a burden. But it shall come to pass in that day. There is that day. And that day for us is today. Hallelujah. That day for you is what? That the burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder. And his yoke from off thy neck. And the yoke shall be destroyed. Egypt was destroyed. Sometimes you are delivered, but the thing is still around you. But Egypt was destroyed because of the anointing. Amen. So that if any yoke will be broken, they'll be broken by the anointing. Let me tell you something. No man of God has any magic wand to heal anybody. The thing that makes healing take place, that makes burdens removed, that breaks jokes and whatever and sets free, is not the pastor. It's the anointing. You know what I'm saying? Is the what? The thing that makes you speak to somebody to give his life to Christ or her life to Christ, and the person responds, it's not the words you spoke, it's the power behind the words you spoke. So when you are speaking to somebody, the person is getting born again, you have to go to God and ask for anointing to break that yoke. Because the Bible says that, and the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor, to heal the broken hearted. Hallelujah. To set the captives free. To give the blind light. So because he has anointed me. So you can talk to somebody in darkness. If there is no anointing, the person will remain in darkness. So those of you who have been able to invite people to church and they've given their life to Christ, I want you to know that you are anointed. That's the first sign that you are anointed. Because Jesus said concerning unbelievers, that how can somebody, a strong man, enter into another strong man's house and just take his people? Do you get it? So what Jesus is trying to say, that once upon a time, when we were unbelievers, we were all in the camp of a strong man, that the devil. Now, before we got born again, someone had to bind that strong man and bring us out. I remember some time ago, I had a dream or a vision, I don't know. Now, when I had a dream, I went into a room. When I entered the room, I saw so many, I don't know whether they were dead or not, but they were covered with white cloth and they were all lying there. So many people. So I entered the room and I saw somebody I knew. So I just went and, I don't know, he was there, but when I touched him, he got up. And then I said, let's go. As we were going, I saw another huge figure standing in front of the door, the exit. And he said, where are you going to? This person is for me. In the first, who asked you to come here? And then this person is for me. Then come and see. The person started fighting me. If I say fighting me, I'm not saying the truth. The person started beating me. If I say fighting, I'm not telling you the truth. Hey, the person beat me. He beat me. Then it gets to a point that I would like I was going to die. Then he would say, now say that I am Lord. No, he said, say that Jesus is not Lord. No, say that Jesus is not Lord. Then because he had beaten me, my mouth was swollen. My mouth was swollen. Even in the dream, I could feel it. My mouth was swollen. Everything. So I couldn't say. So I said in my heart that no, Jesus is Lord. Suddenly some strength will come. And then I will stand. But when I stand, not like somebody was going to fight for me. When I stand, then the person will start beating me again. That's just when the dream finished, I asked myself, why does God sometimes allow us to go through all these things? When I say Jesus is Lord, I'll be strong and I'll come out. Then continue the fight for me. You only rose me up so that I'll be beaten again. He raised me up so I can be beaten again. He raised me up. Hey! Then the, the figure beat me. He beat me. Then I would still say, Jesus, Lord. Then you know how the story ended. You wish it would have ended. Well, it ended nicely, but the fight part, it didn't really reflect what happened. So he beat me out. But then at a point, when I said Jesus saw in my heart again, then I received strength. But instead of me beating the guy or the figure, I saw that the figure's hands were tied. Then in my weakness, in my the blood, everything, I realized I carried the brother. I carried the brother onto a bus. Onto a bus, and then a bus took off. That is when I understood that you cannot just go into any home. We say we are going to start a new church. We are going for evangelism. Say, I'm just going to knock on doors and see if there are unbelievers there. No. Many years after that, I went to London. When I went, this is a brother I know. I won't say too much. The brother I know, he had backslidden completely. And then he didn't know I was coming. I just went. And then I realized that he had entered into some relationship with people and all those things. So I spoke to him. He left the relationship, everything. In fact, as soon as he left the relationship, he felt sick that he almost died. He almost died. Then he came back, restored. Today he's a mighty pastor. He's been on missions. He's done so many things. You get it? But I'm saying this to say that even for somebody to be saved, it's not just you went to talk. You have to pray, be anointed. The spirit of the Lord is upon me. Understanding campaign. You need anointing to establish the souls. You know, it's anointing. It's not teaching alone. It's anointing. It's anointing. Now I'm even beginning to understand why people were saying, oh, the follow-up ministry was this. I realized that because I don't know what I did, if you ask me. I don't know what I did. You get it? But it's anointing. I've come to say that nothing happens without anointing. So it is not man that will do anything. It is the anointing. And the anointing is given to us by God. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, isn't it? How God. So God anoints. The man has nothing to do with it. God anoints people. So that's when you see that someone is anointed, you respect the person, not even necessarily because of the person, but because of the anointing. Because of the anointing on that person's life. That's what it means. And the Bible has made us, it has been established that the burden, the yoke, nothing can be taken without the, nothing can be broken without the anointing. But where is the anointing? It's on people. The anointing is there. It's on people. Hallelujah. So whatever you are going through, you can be free. Whatever is worrying you, you can be delivered. Hallelujah. But you can be delivered by the anointing. And the anointing is on you. Hallelujah. And it's on someone. Let's turn about finally to Galatians chapter 6 verse 5. Galatians chapter 6 verse 5. Are you there? Masukata yandereba. Galatians 6, 5 and 6. For every man shall bear his own burden. Let him, 6 and 7 rather, 6 and 7. Galatians 6 and 7. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teaches in all good things. Communicate is an old English word, rendition to say that minister to the person, give to the person. You get it? So let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that the one that teaches in all good things. Then the verse 7, which is very, very important. Say, be not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Now, you remember this verse is coming just after he's saying that communicate to the person that teaches you, your teacher. Then this verse said, don't be deceived. Don't be deceived. What you sow is what you reap. Yeah, God is not mocked. What you sow is what you reap. What you sow determines how you respect the anointing. So what it means that the anointing tool will work for you according to what you sow. It's as simple as that. So somebody can respect the anointing, like Jesus saw people giving dreams with 2 denarii, and somebody also gave $10,000. But as far as Jesus was concerned, the main thing was not the amount. The main thing was the respect, the honor that thing gives. Hallelujah. The anointing works. Hallelujah. And you know, as I know, that every year, by the grace of God, we are given an opportunity to remind ourselves that the anointing works. And anointing works in certain atmospheres. The anointing can be provoked to work for you. Amen. Next week, because of time, but next week I'll read to you some few more scriptures about the anointing. Anointing works. That is why every year, first Sunday in October, we as a church, we know the importance of the anointing. Hallelujah. We know the importance of the anointing. We know the importance of the prophet. Hosea 12:13, the last scripture. Hosea 12:13, that was the scripture of the week, isn't it? Some of you have it, but you don't even know. When you get the scripture of the week, I'll call you right now to quote it. Oh, yeah, what's the scripture of the week? Is that you? Hey. Hosea 12:13, it says what? And by a prophet, by who? And by an aeroplane. And by money. And by macho men. And by your education. And by who? The Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. Hallelujah. The Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. And not only did he bring them out of Egypt, and by a prophet, he was preserved. Do you get it? So, the teacher is also the prophet. The anointing is on the man of God. Hallelujah. And therefore, as we honor the anointing, communicate. Why would Paul say that? Communicate to him that teaches you all good things. Because it's an honor. You are honoring the anointing. We'll get to know next week that where the anointing is honored, great things happen. That's why when people travel to other churches, they have convention, they are invited. You hear the testimonies you hear is, why is such thing happening? I have preached somewhere that somebody died when I was preaching. And by the time I finished preaching, the person came back to life. But you see, Bishop Sam, are you talking about Idahosa or Bishop Sam? Was he giving a testimony or is he? But even when I said that, you yourself said, Bishop Sam. Because who said that? Where the anointing? And then you say, one testimony, I said it. You wait. The day you're able to heal one headache, come and tell me. How many times do people, even Jesus, how many dead did he raise? Don't bring yourself. You see, that's what when you go, so you say, it's the anointing is work. It's not that the anointing is not though, because it's not on it. Do you get it? So Galatians says we are going to have a big opportunity to honor this prophet, the father, the bishop that God has given to us. And as one who believes in spirituality, I believe that, look, some of you, your problem last year, every time we have honored, you have not honored. And if you have honored, you have not even honored properly. So you have made my work difficult. I prayed for you, but it's not working. Because the other one, you see, this ought you also to have done. As this is going on, this ought also for you to have done. You don't do it. And when you do, you don't do it well. In the Bible, God got very angry. God got very angry. Because some people said they were coming to give sacrifice to him. Then they realized that the goat that they were coming. Have you heard a goat coughing before? Coughing goat. The goat was coughing. Then they saw that some goat, you know, three-legged goat. So God so angry. It's in Malachi. God so angry. He said, what, you people? Is this what you are bringing to me? Then God said, take it to your parliamentarian. Do you know it's in the Bible? Take it to your, I thought somebody would put it on the screen. Take it to your governor. Take it to your, the person that obviously doesn't know that's in the Bible. Take it to the governor. Take it to your this thing and see. Take it and see. Do you see? So God got angry. That means that, so in other words, whatever you sow, you reap. As we are going to sow into the anointing, and we have come to see that the anointing is the answer. It shall be taken from off your neck. It shall be broke. It shall be destroyed. As you have come to see, then if we have an opportunity to honor, let's honor. Hallelujah. So this year, as every year, and I'm not talking about honor that, you know, honor that is like, oh, happy birthday. No. Bible says that, do what? Communicate in every good thing of substance. That's what he's talking about. So Galatians says it's not a day that, so I'm writing a letter to the bishop and say, happy Galatians, this is day. I want to say that I've been blessed. No, he says that honor with your substance is a form of honor. Amen. And as many as receive it and do it, you are going to see how anointing, certain things are going to vanish from your life without you even noticing. Without you what? Recognizing. But I realize it is, you say, where is this? The anointing has destroyed it. Because you have honored the anointing. Hallelujah. Because Jesus went to his hometown. He couldn't do anything. Save some few people with some headaches. So I want to encourage you. Galatians 6 Sunday has come. And it is only, you see, when you celebrate Christmas, it doesn't mean that Christ is worshipped in a day. It only makes you to say that Christ was born and Christ is forever in our heart. So it is teaching you a habit you should develop. A habit you should develop and have. Do you get it? It should be a habit. It shouldn't even be a yearly thing. You should know how to honor to provoke blessings. Yeah. You should know how to honor to provoke blessings. And you will be honored. You will receive. You see that? And the reason you are going to do that is because you see anointing. So you are actually honoring that this thing is serious. I want to honor it. Amen. How many of you want to hear more scriptures next Sunday? I think because of time. But next Sunday, we are going to hear more scriptures. And then the Sunday of first Sunday of October, I'm expecting all of, and I'm speaking out to the whole world. Sometimes, see, people feel that you mustn't talk about this. Bible, you see, a false balance is an abomination. And no one can determine for you what you preach. Because what is necessary is what you talk to your people. The full gospel. Hallelujah. The full gospel. And the full gospel, every time you preach, some will believe, some will not believe. Everything you say, some will take, some will not take. But I pray to God that you will take it in Jesus' name. So I want us to honor, I want to lead you, do you get it? To honor the anointing. And I know that a year from now, when we are talking about this thing, you shall come and take the microphone from me and say, hey, last year after I honored the anointing broke certain yokes in my life. The anointing opened doors. Do you know what opened doors for you? It's anointing. Yeah. It's anointing that opened doors for some of you. Some contract must be signed. It's still not signed. Some letters must come. They've still not come. Some calls must come through. You are still, anytime you take your phone, you are trying to see whether the thing has, well, I've been crooked and it's done, it has arrived. You want to see. I tell you, you take your phone and you see what you want to see. You get a call and you hear what you want to hear. In the name of Jesus, you shall never ever be part of Ghana Graduate Unemployment Society after you have finished school. In the name of Jesus. No. Because an anointing will come your way. Especially for those of you who need jobs. You know, I've come to see that. I almost told my grandmother's funeral proverb, but I won't say it. I've come to see that sometimes what you want, what you don't have, is what you want and you don't have. It's actually what you have to give away to get what you want. I don't know whether I said it well. What you want that you don't have It's actually what you, and you really want it, even want more, but you don't have. It's actually what you have to give away to get what you want. Like the widow of thereafter. She wanted food. She was dying. But the only way she could get the anointing for that breakthrough was to give what she had. What I'm trying to say is that sometimes some people even don't give tithes because they say they don't work. But I'll tell you something. Recently, I gave somebody money for fuel. And the person came back to me for money. And I said, but if you buy fuel this amount, it should take you for this. So how are you coming for money for fuel again? You know what the person told me? He said, I paid my tithe from the fuel. Then I thought about it. Then I said, but I didn't give you the money to pay tithe. I didn't give you the money to pay tithe. I said, no, I come home. But after the person left, I thought of it. I read, actually, if you give your money for fuel and you are spiritual enough to buy, take some for your tithe, what it means that one day you will even be driving cars you didn't buy. That's actually what it means. You see? And sometimes also nice if you don't get the money you're giving your tithe. So I think at least the person is sowing for the future. Yeah. So I realized that, wow. You see? And if it were you, that is why you'll be mathematically, you tell God that even you had 9 in maths, but when it came to this one, you could calculate to the last decimal point that, God, this is why I don't have to pay my tithe. Give all the reason, logic, right? You failed. But you now give reasons. Are you getting me? So every one of you this year, I am leading us. Look, some of you want visa to travel. Meanwhile, sometimes when you are ministering to the anointing, you don't minister in the travelic way. You know the travelic way. You know the travelic way. Because what you want to go and eat there, start sowing it here. It's as simple as that. This one, I've given you some small key. It's in a travelic way. So whatever a man sows, but it also means that you can run it up with the exchange rates. Are you getting what I'm saying? But I would prefer, normally, I prefer to do that because I know that what if I sow this, I'll reap that. It's as simple as that. Are you getting what I'm saying? Dear friends, how many of you are going to go with me in this venture? Honor the anointing. And not that you be honored, the yoke shall be broken. You shall be set free. Hallelujah. So God willing, first Sunday, all of us will take good envelopes. If you want to write, you can write. But then after the writing, good envelopes, especially if you don't have. And sow a seed that says, don't be deceived. God is what? Not mocked. You now, what you are putting, you know that this one is not any beatious thing. You know. But it's not the man who is receiving it, it's the anointing, the person who anointed. So the person who look at the anointed will say, what? The anointer. The anointee and the anointer. So the anointer will see. Hallelujah. How many of you have been blessed anytime we have done this? Every year we have done this, you have been blessed. Hallelujah. Our lives have gone forward. So I want to encourage you, believe God. Sow. Some of you have never sown a seed of 1,000, 10,000, 20,000, 500, even 100. Some of you, 100 is like your blood must come out of your arteries. But do that which you feel. Do you get it? Put in an envelope. Galatians says, we'll come and say, Galatians says, we'll take the offering. And I will lead us to go and honor the anointing, and we shall be blessed. Hallelujah. How many of you think it's a good thing to do? Put your hands together for Jesus. So next week, Sunday, let's come to church. Today's International Sunday. When we close, let's take you. I see some of you beautifully dressed. I'm sure next week, when the pictures have come, we shall tell the group that was first in it representing. So we'll look at the pictures. And then we'll know. So if you close, make sure you look for your like-dressed group and take pictures with social distancing in mind. But me, I've seen a lot of people when they take pictures. I don't see any. When I look in the daily graphic, I don't see any. But anyway, so just take nice pictures and then we'll see this thing that came first. Amen. Wonderful. Are you happy you came to church? How many of you want the yoke to be broken? the yoke to be taken from off your neck. Like that, taken. You will not carry any load again in the name of Jesus. Let us bow down our heads. Father in heaven, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory in the name of the Lord Jesus. You are here today. Someone invited you, or you came yourself. But deep down in your heart, deep down in your heart, you don't know whether you go to heaven or hell when you die. You know you are not born again, or you are not sure whether you are born again or not. And you want to say, please, pastor, I want you to pray for me because I want to give my life to Jesus. My friend invited me. My sister invited me. I came on my own. But deep down in my heart, I don't want to live here without knowing that I am saved, without knowing that I'm born again. So please, pastor, pray for me. I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to be born again. Every eye closed, every head bowed. You want to give your life to Jesus. Your friend brought you. You came on your own. You want to give your life to Jesus. Wherever you are, every eye closed. I want you to lift up your right hand and I'll pray with you. Lift it up. God bless you. Close your eyes and God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Understanding campaign can help me. God bless you. God bless all of you. Keep your hands up. Keep your hands up. God bless all of you. Now, if your hand is up, if your hand is, I want you to stand to your feet and say this with me. If your hand is up, wherever you are seated, stand to your feet and say this with me. God bless you. Stand to your feet wherever you are. God bless you. If you raise, God bless you. All of you, all over the place, you raise your hand. Good. Now, I want you to say this. If you are seated and you have to say it with me as well. Say, dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
I thank you for today.
I thank you for today.
I believe in my heart.
I believe in my heart.
That Jesus Christ.
That Jesus Christ.
Is the Son of God.
Is the Son of God.
In him.
In him.
Is forgiveness of sins.
Is forgiveness of sins.
I confess, O Lord.
I confess, O Lord.
Of all my sins.
Of all my sins.
And I ask you to forgive me of my sins.
I ask you to forgive me of all.
And I believe in my heart.
And I believe in my
heart. Jesus.
That Jesus.
Is Lord.
Is Lord.
From today.
From today.
I take Jesus.
I take Jesus.
Into my heart.
Into my heart.
Into my life.
Into my life.
As my Lord.
As my Lord.
And my personal Savior.
And my personal Savior.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
For accepting me.
For accepting me.
Just as I am.
Just as I am.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
If you pray this prayer, don't sit down. If you pray this prayer, maybe you came with the Bible, your bag, whatever. Briefly. Come to me from wherever you are. We just share a word or two with you and you go back. If you pray this prayer, just help them to come. Put your hands together for them as they come. If you pray this prayer, come to me from wherever you are briefly. Put your hands together for them as they come. Put your hands together for them as they come. With social distancing in mind. God bless all of you for coming. Put your hands together and receive these ones into the kingdom of God. God bless you. Someone invited them to church. And that's why they are here today. Put your hands together for them as they come. Someone invited. If you raise your hand, just come. If you didn't raise your hand, but you also prayed a prayer from your heart, you know you are born again, stand and join and come. Come and join them. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Now, those of you standing here, just outside here, they are going to give you some books. They are going to give you some books and you come back and take your seat. Those of you here. But Father, I want to thank you for these ones who have taken this step to give their life to Jesus. We pray that they will be established. They'll be grounded and they'll be rooted in the Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Wonderful. So follow this lady, Pastor Amma, out there. She'll just give you something and you come back to your seat. Give you something, come back to your seat. Put your hands together for them as they go. If you're watching on Facebook and you give your life to Christ, the numbers to call are on the screen. Just call WhatsApp. There are also WhatsApp numbers. If you're not in Ghana, you can WhatsApp those numbers and I tell them you give your life to Christ and you'll be born again. Hallelujah. Amen. Wonderful. Once again, we want to take our offering. So we want to take our offering and our first and best. You know, first and best is very important. That one, you see, God also said that you have not honored me.
You see, honor the Lord. Honor the Lord, the first and best. Yourself and the first and best. This was also show that giving is honoring. So if you came to church, your first and best or your tithe. And church, I need you to know that COVID or no COVID, how you want your life to be normal, church is also normal. Hallelujah. Church is also normal. So you came to church, your first and best or your tithe. And first and best and tithe is something that God encourages us, almost commands us to do. So take out your first and best and your tithe. Take out your first and best and your tithe. And if you are giving your first and best and tithe, lift up your phone, lift up your hand. Later, I'll let you come and put it here, but lift up your hand, lift up your phone. Let me prove it. If you are giving your first and best and your tithe, lift up your hand, lift up your phone. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I want to thank you for these ones honoring you, their first and best and their tithe. Honor and bless them. May every blessing in first and best and tithe come into your lives in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, I want also, together with it, give our second offering. Together, I want to give our second offering. I want you to take a very, very good offering. Very, very. See, today is International Sunday. International Sunday, Lordina. So, take a very good international offering. You may not have the international currency, but you have international equivalent of $100 or whatever. Take out a very powerful international offering. And I'll pray for you before you start giving on your phone, if you are giving by Momo or you bring it here. So, lift up your offering. Lift out your phone, your offering. Father, thank you for this opportunity to give. Seed that we are sowing, we know that we shall reap. We shall never be disappointed that we've sown this seed in Jesus' name. Amen. If you want to give by Momo, you can give. If you are giving physically too, there are some baskets here. You put it in it and you go back. The basket already open. You came with your tithe, your first and best, your offering. All together, come and put in the offering basket and God bless you. God bless you. Or give by Momo. And those of you who are using your Momo to do tests as if you are giving, don't forget that whatever you sow is what you reap. God bless you. God bless you. The tithe, make sure you write your number on it. The tithe, make sure you write your name and your index number on the envelope. It's very important. Some of you have not been receiving any acknowledgement of your tithing. I've been informed that they had a few challenges. That's when you, please go and give offering and stop playing that thing. Hold on, and go and give your offering. Uh-huh. I've been informed that they had a problem with they said that's why they couldn't acknowledge when you pay your tithe. But all of you have paid your tithe. Very soon, it will come that they've received your tithe, and that's why you need to remember to add your index number, or your name and your phone number, so that it can be. You can be acknowledged that you gave your tithe and we have received them. Ben MP. Ben MP is first week of the month. Remember Ben MP and prepare towards that. When we are taking our tithe, we'll be taking our Ben MPs and also our Basanta support something. Basanta donor support. You can see some videos are going around. Try and be part of it and God bless you. Amen. Hey, some of you haven't seen you since COVID. It's not that I'm seeing you. Wow. And church has opened. When we come and there are so many, we are too many, there are other halls. We'll get you there. Today I can see that the room is full. We are preparing to go outside very soon. So, but your response was very slow. I think all of you were afraid. So you took, if you can go to market, you can go to work. Never think that you can't come to church. If you can go to, I won't say it. If you can go to market, you can go to the mall, you can go to work, and you say you can't come to church because you're afraid of COVID, and you don't know what to be afraid of. But here, strict. I was just talking to somebody, say, look, in their workplace, and this a very wonderful place. Oh, they don't take the COVID for nothing. They don't wear masks. They don't. But here you wear mask. You do hand sanitizer. You do hand sanitizer and all those things. Okay, our brother, there's some group here for Thanksgiving offering, isn't it? So, this is the best place to be. Hallelujah. God bless. Father, we thank you for the offering in the name of the Lord Jesus of Nazareth. So as soon as we close, we are going to the second service. Those of you going to a various halls, you know, and all those things. And then, Bishop David, I think you have an announcement to make. Okay.
Hallelujah. Oh, put your hands together for Jesus. It's been a powerful Sunday, powerful word. I believe we are all preparing for Galatians 6:6, for the honoring the anointing. And God is going to bless us. Amen. All right. So please, if you have not given your offering yet, keep giving. And I have a Thanksgiving offering here, Mr. and Mrs. Elima. Thanking God for the life of their daughter, Nina, who turned one on Wednesday. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, clap for them. Clap for them. And then also the family of late Mr. Emmanuel Amuakwanta, the Temofi. They are thanking God for a successful burial. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. All right. So, as Bishop has stated, we are getting ready for the unity service right after this service. Hallelujah. And then don't forget Flow prayer meeting with the prophet every Tuesday at 3:30 a.m. Amen. Oh, let's welcome the family of the late Manuel Amuakwanta. They are here to thank God for a successful burial. God bless you. All right. Clap for them. Clap for them. We honor you. We are here to say thank you to the Lord. Amen. All right. Just stretch forth your hands towards them. Let's pray for them. God to strengthen them, encourage them, comfort them in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you. Thank you for the gift of life that you've given to this family. Thank you for Mr. Emmanuel Amuakwanta Tetemofi. We give you praise for his life. Thank you that Lord is resting in your bosom. We pray for this family, that Lord, may you comfort them by your spirit. Strengthen them, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So God bless you. Thank you for coming. I want you to know that we are with you. And be encouraged. Your brother, your uncle, your father is with the Lord. Amen. God bless you. Thank you. Clap for them. Clap for them. Amen. 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 All right. Flow prayer meeting with the prophet, 3:30 on Tuesday, done, and also on Friday, hallelujah. Conquest service on Facebook on Wednesday, 7 p.m. Welcome, the bishop.
Please, the flow service, the prayer meetings, I want you to know that, see, don't digress. You see, let's keep praying. It's not going to go on forever. It's not going to go on forever. So let's continue flowing. And as a Christian, you're supposed even to wake up and pray. So if you're having problem with it, you know, you were not actually praying. A great while before that, Jesus was praying. So please, let's all join. If you have a problem, and also the flow service, you see, do you know that it comes on the Healing Jesus TV? So that you don't need to use data to watch, to join the flow service. Do you get it? That's why I want to encourage you. Make sure that you get the Healing Jesus TV. The normal Strongs, the Strongs decoder, there's a way of turning it, and there are people who can do it. If you are not able to do it, I think Bishop David has been doing it for contract. So if you don't know how to do it, or you can tell people that they should turn it in a certain way, and you begin to catch Healing Jesus and other ones that go with that particular way of mounting your dish. So that you can watch it free. I'm not free. I said, well, no, sometimes the data, some of you is expensive, is that not so? It's expensive. 1 gig is finished. 10 gig is finished. But when you watch the Healing Jesus TV, it's forever. So make sure you get a decoder and join and be happy. Likewise, the Unity service that we're about to have, various halls have this. Make sure you join and you are going to be blessed. Amen. Let's stand to our feet. Showroom, okay. Let's stand to our feet. You can't shake hands. You can't. All the protocols of the COVID still stand, please. When you go out and observe social distancing and everything, if you saw somebody that you've not met for a long time, don't just go and hug the person. Just be cool. And wherever you can stand, sometimes I may have to communicate by text. You see? So be cool. Wear your mask. When I close, I'm going to wear my mask. Just social distance. And that's why from you to me and me to you, the gap is wide. That's why. But otherwise, as soon as I close, I'm wearing my mask. Amen. God bless you, Father. Let your grace fall on us. Oh, we're going to do the grace dance. Okay, next week. Because some of the people are wearing grace. If they come and dance in their things, it won't be easy for us. So God bless you. Let's share the grace together. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now you understand the grace. Participation, isn't it? So may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the communion, fellowship, contribution, participation, and the sweet influences of the Holy Spirit be an anointing of a shepherd. Divine presence, protection, and the supply of the Holy Spirit be our portion now and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen.
God bless you for listening to Active Word by Bishop Ishmael Sam. For copies of today's message or any other message by Bishop Sam, please contact us on 0244-534-816 or visit us at Loyalty House International, Abid Dowenya. You can also send Bishop Sam an email at pastorishmael@yahoo.com. For prayer and counseling, you can contact us on 0246-939-984. To support this program, send your donations via mobile money to 055-874-2922 or 050-940-0044. You can join us in worship via YouTube and Facebook Live at Bishop Ishmael Sam-DHMM. Also at Loyalty House International HQ page. You can also join us in worship this and every Sunday in our powerful gathering service at 9 a.m. at the Loyalty House International Abed Dowenya. God bless you.